Hello, I'm here with Dave Brown from Minnesota. If you could, for me, Dave, give me a little background on your railroad career and what you do for the union.
Sure. Of course, my name is Dave Brown. I've been a union member of not only the BLE, but the UTU prior to becoming SMART TD. Before that, the Auto Workers Union. Before that, it was the Polyethylene Workers of America. Which I helped found back, I helped organize, I didn't found it, but I helped organize it back in when I was 16, and we finally were able to successfully get the union in the shop when I was 17. And then I went and got a job working in a warehouse that was non-union. I again tried to unionize that warehouse, and it was not successful. And then I moved on to working weekends for the Ford plant in St. Paul, joined the Auto Workers Union, and I was then called. I worked on the railroad, and I've been doing that for 47 years. I've been a union man ever since I found out that what they've done for me and what they can do for me. Mm-hmm. And what they could do for my family, and what they can do for other people's families, and what they could do for the safety of the workplace.
What positions are you holding in the BLE right now?
Right now, I'm the State Legislative Board Chairman for the state of Minnesota, as well as a Region 3 Legislative Chairman for the BLE. And that covers about 11 states.
And as a Region 3 chairman, what exactly does that entail?
That entails that other chairmen from the other states that are under the charge, if they need assistance in legislation or anything that, the consult, basically anything that is asked of me by the other chairman whenever they need assistance or they have a question or mentoring.
And what states does Region 3 cover?
Well, it covers Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Indiana. I believe that's it.
All right. And as an LR for... your division, what exactly do you do with that?
Well, I was thinking about, my thoughts were still on the, states, and I missed Missouri and Kansas.
So you got a pretty large region that you cover, you give assistance to.
Yeah, so, the question again, if you would.
As your division LR, what kind of jobs does that entail?
Well, I have been a division LR. I have now turned that over to another individual. But when I was an LR, I was very active in workplace safety, being on a safety committee, helping out in a legislative forum with the state chairman, who was Tom Perkovich at the time, mm-hmm. Attended a lot of hearings that we had, bills that we were pursuing. I was fortunate to be able to, and Tom also pursued this bill for community security bill, the rail security bill, mm-hmm. that we were unsuccessful, but it was my first bill that I've made attempt with, and I had a great mentor with Tom Perkovich on how to get that process through, because I've never really done a whole lot of legislation. I watched it from the sidelines, but I never was involved in depth where I gave testimony at a hearing.
Sounds like you got some really good hands-on experience through that process.
Oh, absolutely. I've either written or assisted in writing 7 successful pieces of legislation, all on about rail safety, not including the ones that there was 4 other ones that were that I assisted on with testimony.
And how many total bills altogether have you tried to work on
at one time,
at one way or another?
I would say approximately about a dozen.
A dozen. Some successful,
some successful, some not. Some take years, mm-hmm. and that they did become successful. other ones were with the legislation process, you do a lot of compromising, but at the same time, you always keep the future in sight to pursue a better peace in that bill, whether it be a monetary. But a lot of times this legislation, you have to realize that if you were certain things in the legislation, it could go to eight different committees. You're also doing simultaneously between the House and the Senate, what they call companion bills. And that takes a lot of time, especially when I'm still pulling the throttle.
Right. And you're still active with the railroad. You work for BNSF.
That's correct.
And you still go to work as much as you can and running trains, right?
That's basically what it is, yeah. I've been fortunate that I've held a job where I can. Sometimes I've had to lay off of it because the hearings ran late or they were, you know, they're just, it's a whole huge waiting game. It's a lot of times when you're going to have a bill heard at a hearing and through a committee. And you have to be ready at any given moment for the fluctuation and the for the flow of the legislation of that type that particular year and who's in control, who has the gavel, right, those kind of things. So it's I jump around a lot.
Yeah. What does being a union member mean to you? And what does your union mean?
What a union means for me, it means it's more than me. It's a bigger entity than me. It's an entity that encompasses all the union members in the union, no matter what union it is. It's safety. It's earning capabilities. It's security. But it all comes down to safety. Without the safety that the unions have fought for since, basically the BLET was or the BLE was created back in as a Brotherhood of the Footboard back in 1863, May 8th, in Marshall, Michigan. It's been about safety, because we can have all good contracts, we can have all good pay, we can go out and buy things, but if you don't come home from work as you went to work, then all that is meaningless.
Right.
And so the union has a lot of meanings for me, but as the ones that stick out for me and what I fought my career for is safety of the workers and the safety, of course, of myself. But it's the union is it's a bigger entity than just one single person.
Mm-hmm. Today in the environment that we're in right now, what are some good attributes that you see from the union membership?
Well, the union membership, it's a brotherhood, mm-hmm, a sisterhood, and you combine all those things, and it gives you a purpose that's beyond just yourself. It That's a large question.
Because
there's so many good things for that the union has from the negotiating side of the union to the legislative side of the union. Being that my forte is legislation, I enjoy it. I enjoy regulations. Regulatory reading is not everybody's.
Takes a special person.
It takes a person that is dedicated to safety and dedicated that it's what rules and what laws are out there that they're followed. And I think that's really important. And that's where the union, for me and for all the members, is that's one of the greatest aptitudes is not only the contractual side where they give you good wages, health care, hours, and those type of things. But the legislative side, I think it's the two-faceted attack on this on rail security and rail safety.
What are some things you feel that we should work on as an organization?
I think getting the education out there. I think the unions need to step up the game, being that labor studies are not taught in schools. There's only a couple universities that have labor studies done in their facilities. We need to, if it takes, to create legislation state by state to put labor studies back on the agenda in the curriculum of mm-hmm. these schools from kindergarten on, because it's a battle with the school boards that that do determine what you're going to be taught in schools. We need to put that back on the plate. Right now, it's off the plate. We need to put it back on the plate, and I believe the best way to do that is, as proven, is through legislation.
Absolutely. You have any final thoughts that you would like to talk about?
Well, I am so grateful for my family and for my friends and for the brothers and sisters out there that have the union. I've lost many friends because of the lack of safety for the railroads. Way too many. I've gone to way too many funerals. It goes on to this day. We lost two brothers that weren't particularly in our union, mm-hmm. but there's brothers, when they're pounding steel on steel, they're brothers and sisters.
Right.
And we've lost way too many of them. And we need to work harder on getting the education of unionism out there. We need to get to work better and stronger on the people that are in our union, to educate them more, to make it easier to educate them, and to have that conversation to get engaged. No matter if you're a union officer or if you're just a member, there is no just member. I got to correct that. There is no just member. Every member is important. The youngest member is actually the most important member of any union because they're the future. We've lived the past, and we have some future with the older guys, such as myself, with this long tenure in my career, and I've loved every minute of it. But they are the ones that we need to reach out to and get engaged and make them as proud as the union as I am, and then we'll move forward.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for talking with me today, Dave.
You're welcome. Anytime, Josh. All right. Appreciate it.